Until recently, the only way to diagnose what's known as psychopathy was to administer an attitude and lifestyle questionnaire to people who've exhibited violent antisocial behavior. But psychiatry professor Michael Koenig says new brain scan technology now makes it possible to confirm the diagnosis by looking for abnormalities in two distinct parts of the brain.
The lower prefrontal cortex, sort of above and between your eyes, in an area known as the amygdala, which is in the anterior front part of the temporal lobe.
These areas are thought to regulate empathy, guilt, fear, and anxiety. In analyzing the brain scans of 40 Wisconsin prison inmates who'd committed similar crimes, researchers found a lack of strong connectivity between these two areas in the brains of inmates who scored high on psychopathy questionnaires. Koenig says that doesn't mean their brains are damaged, they're just different.
In terms of how they're structured and how the different areas of the brain communicate or do not communicate. So the upshot of this type of research, we think, will be we could perhaps identify different subtypes that would perhaps be associated with different treatment strategies.
Koenig says the ultimate goal is to find out just how strong the connection is between psychopathic behavior and those brain abnormalities, and how much can be explained by outside influences, like abusive parents or drug use. That will require scanning the brains of juvenile offenders and following their brain development as they become adults. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.